Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Soul in the City and listeners. This is Linda, and it's Sunday evening, and I am again once with you on this Sunday evening. And as always, I always like you to sit back and relax. Today, I'm just going to be bringing it as I receive it from the Holy Spirit, basically. And it's me and you. And if you have questions or comments, I invite you to call in. The call-in number is 760-695-1120. Again, that's 760-695-1120. In a little while, I'll also open up the chat lines. I'm talking about God in you, powerizing your life. How do we get that power to go beyond the mundane, the day-to-day, and where is our power source? Where does that lie? I know that we've talked about that before, but so many of us, and at times I've been there too, we get stuck in a rut. And even when we have hopes, desires, and dreams, somehow it doesn't seem that we go so far and we hit like a wall or a veil. And I want to talk about going beyond that wall. So, when we come back, we'll talk about that. I'm going to do a little music, Speak to My Heart, Holy Spirit, by Donnie McClurkin. We'll be right back. Listen and enjoy. Sorry, we must have had some technical difficulties, and I had to get back into the show, but it's all good. We will keep on going. I don't know if you heard any of Donnie McClurkin, but I'm going to play him a little bit. We'll turn him down while I am talking. We're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit today. And that is the power source. That is how we powerize our life. That is what we do to move and breathe and have our being, as it says in the Word. So I'm going to let a little bit, because I'm not sure how much play before we were temporarily disconnected. I'm going to go back to a little bit and let you hear about it.
My heart, Holy Spirit, give me the word that will bring life. Words on the wings of the storm in the dark of the night.
If all of us knew the power of God inside of us, if we could tap onto them, why can't we raise the dead, heal the sick? It's a matter of tapping into that power source. Because Jesus said, these things I do, you will do also. Those powerful things have not stopped. We just haven't tapped into the power within us that he left for us. So let's go to the word. And I'm coming out of John 14:15, where we're talking about the promise of the Holy Spirit when Jesus was telling what he's done. So I'm going to read a little bit of that. If you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides, resides, and lives within you, and he will be in you. In, meaning he is inside of us. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. Basically, just stopping right there where they say, hold the presses, as my pastor said today. Stop right there. How threefold are we connected to that power source? Jesus is in the Father, he is in us, and we are in him. So there's a threefold, as you can see, a rope intertwined, not to be easily broken. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me, and those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. And then I'm going to go on to John 14:25. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the advocate, and an advocate is one who goes between. The Holy Spirit is inside of us. The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything. So he teaches and reminds you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I gave you. I do not give as the world gives. Don't let your heart be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I'm going away, and I am coming to you. If you love me, you rejoice that I'm going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I've told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you will, that you may believe. Wow. Think on that. Feel on that. So he left that spirit of comfort, that advocate. That advocate goes to the Father in our behalf as Jesus mediates, and it's there for us, residing. I am now in Romans 8:14. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of adoption. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is the very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, if in fact we suffer with him so that we may also be glorified with him. So I just wanted to read those scriptures. And in the side of those scriptures, you see that all the potential that we have. First of all, that we're not slaves and we're not servants, but we're sons and daughters of the Most High God. And a father of his children would bequeath or leave for them all that he has because he loves them. And we know that we have a God that loves us beyond measure. He sent not his only, but one of his sons. To die so that we may live. So that tapping into that power source inside of you is tapping into the God inside of you. God resides, the Holy Spirit resides in you. And it's the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. That same power that raised him from the dead is inside of you. So there is no situation that we cannot raise from. Jesus said, these things I do, you will also do. Power starts when we realize that God is always near. How near can you be than to be inside, to live inside someone? That's why he could say, you're never alone. I haven't left you. You're not orphans, because I live inside of you. How much nearer could he be? So the essence of God is inside of us. And, you know, I looked up the word essence. That's the part of the Holy Spirit, Godhead inside of us. It's the seat of the soul, essence of God. When we tap into that essence, and the essence is the choices or most essential or most vital part of something. Now, that's one thing. And it's any substance possessing to a high degree the predominant properties or natural product from which is it extracted. So it has the highest degree of the natural product from which is extracted. So we've been extracted from the Heavenly Father. Picture that. We have the highest degree of his potential inside of us. And the greatest thing that keeps us from that, from our destiny, from being all that we can be in the earth realm, is not knowing that we have this power inside of us. And I the Holy Spirit to me lies dormant until you realize that it's there. Then when you realize it's there, when you're not connected to God, you just cannot connect in. You don't know. And so that power in you lies dormant until you can connect in, just like when you plug into the wall. Once you plug in, then that power, that light begins to shine within you. The Holy Spirit is the executor of the power of the Father and the Son carrying out the creative plan. So he executes. God tells the Son, the Son tells the Spirit, and it's executed through you as it's manifested on the earth realm. The Holy Spirit speaks, it searches, it selects. Isn't that awesome? It reveals, it reproves, it testifies. It leads, comforts, distributes to every man the deep things of God. That goes back to what I was saying about meditating and spending time with God in your quiet place, whether you call it meditating on the word. Some people call it their quiet time. That is when you begin to develop a relationship with God, the God in you. That power of the Holy Spirit begins to reveal. Then you can pick and pull on that wisdom and the knowledge that God has left for you. Do you need to create a business plan? Have you ever said, Lord, I'm just going to take a quiet moment so you can reveal the plan to me? Do you need to develop how to have some understanding on maintaining a relationship that may be failing? Pick from that power, pull from the essence of that power inside of you. And the only way to pull from it is to be quiet, be still and know that I'm God. Let him speak to you. You have to take that time to allow that spirit within you to speak. It's that still, quiet voice that comes out from you with all wisdom and power, the wisdom and power that you know normally in your flesh, you would not even know how to do that. It will give you a business plan from A to Z. It will show you how to maintain a relation, restore a relationship. It will give you divine favor. It will give you the words to say in different situations when you didn't even know what to say or how to say it. It'll speak through you if you allow, if you tap in to that power source. Hallelujah. Glory. And it is so crucial for us to spend time with God and developing that relationship with him, because that's the beginning. That is, like I said, that's the plug-in of how we do it. And then when you are trying to come to a point of realizing a destiny or whatever it is that you desire, first you all have to know that, including myself, I really feel like God speaking through me, is that the first thing is that desire. When you're trying to realize the destiny in your life and you're trying to connect into the power, is to realize what are the desires of your heart, the righteous desires of your heart. God has placed those desires in your heart. Those desires are righteous, and they line up with the word, and they can produce positive fruit in the earth's atmosphere. Know that God placed those desires in your heart. Then from the desire comes the thought of how, what it is you want to do, and how to do it. And when you get that thought, I think you need to hold it or allow it to birth into your spirit, to labor with it. And in that holding place is when you concentrate and meditate on that desire. Because out of that meditation and concentration with a desire or that thought will come plans. The Holy Spirit will reveal the things to you. Then after meditating the thought, then you have to speak it to manifest it in the word, in the world, in the earth realm. That is why it's so important for us to watch the thoughts we think. And even when those, you can't do that. That's not possible. You need to nullify those thoughts at that very moment. And one of the things that I do when I get those negative, because I have a lot of goals and dreams, and they're big, and when those negative thoughts bounce through my head, there's no way you're going to be able to do that. You can't do that. Who do you think you are? How are you going to do that? I nullify them. I even picture that, like, them just dissipating, blowing up, catch them and nullify them, break them down, and blast them out into the atmosphere. Keep in your mind those positive thoughts that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You're a child of the Most High God, and he gave the earth to you to subdue and to perform his will upon it. We are the ones who will manifest in this realm his desires in the earth realm. That's why he placed those desires in our hearts, for us to manifest, to walk out them and to manifest them. And as I said, that desire is first placed in your heart. Comes that thought, you meditate on that thought, then you speak it into existence through the word, through prayer, through saying it. You hold it for a while. And in that holding space, I always believe also in the holding space that you don't discuss it with a lot of people. When you have a dream or a desire, there's a time of preparation that you need to keep that to yourself and discuss with only those who you trust to the utmost. And when you're, before you even manifest it, you prepare yourself and you allow God to prepare you. If that means, you know, sometimes it's not always going in school, but it's counting the cost, developing the plan, thinking about the good, the bad, and the how-to. Who would build a building and not first consider the cost? It's doing that. So really, the whole thing, let's go to Genesis, because in Genesis, I think it really tells you how God developed the earth. We're just going to go to Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, let there be light. And I'm just going on a couple on down. And God said, let there be expanse between the waters and to separate the waters. Let the expanse between the waters to separate the water from the water. And God said, and God said, and God said. So he spoke things into existence. And I just want to go up to when the earth was formless and empty. That's when we're living without a desire, a plan. We're just fruitlessly here, not producing. God put us here to produce, to do, to be about our Father's business. And then God, he hovered, meaning he sat, he meditated, he thought about it, he developed a plan in his mind, and then he spoke it into existence. And in those few words is the whole plan of how you get from A to Z, how you break through the veil, and how you manifest in the earth realm. So living that powerful life is first, one, connecting to the God in you, connecting to God, knowing that God is, believing that he is, and that that same God, essence of who he is inside of you, and you connect through the Holy Spirit, through Christ. And that is how we move and breathe and have our being. And it's the beginning of reaching levels, as they say, going from glory to glory to glory. That's the beginning of it. And we cannot live in the power and fullness of who God created us to be until we've made that connection. And once we've made that connection, the way to keep that power source within us going, building, ever evolving, is to stay connected through a relationship with him, through spending time with him, through meditation, through reading his word, through hearing his word. Faith comes by hearing, to connecting in, to being around a powerful body of Christ that edifies and uplifts. And sometimes it's just taking the time. The church also is within you, taking the time to listen to God in you. Just a short message today, just some things to say, and to think about and to ponder. I'm so glad we had this time that we could talk and share. And there's nothing like connecting into that power source of God. And I have to make a personal account or testimony that since I've connected into the power of who I am in Christ, I've gone from glory to glory, and I continue to evolve from one evolution of myself to another. I continue to be pulling off the old layers of doubt and falsehood and lies about who, all those things from my past that however I received them, that I can't. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, and it does strengthen me from day to day. And he is no respecter of person. All these things that he's done for me, he also will do, has done, and will do for you also. So thank you for being with me today. I just like to leave with a prayer. So we'll take a deep breath, and we'll just allow the words that God has spoke to us today to dwell in our spirits. Father God, we connect in today. We plug in, we tap into all that you are inside of us. Release via the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, release all that you are from within to manifest through us. Our hopes, our dreams, and our desires, Lord, we just ask that the Holy Spirit reveal through revelation, through dreams, through plans, through desires to the people and those who are listening to the sound of my voice, all the desires, all the plans that they have, that the Holy Spirit will reveal them. It'll teach them. It'll edify them. It'll make plans clear. It'll move things out, the positive, the wisdom that we need to do these things. Father God, we thank you for the power source that you've left inside of us. Thank you for revealing that power, everything that we need, all the power we need in this earth realm, Father God, you have left for us inside of us. We thank you for that. Lord God, we ask that you touch lives right now. For those who are sick, let them know. Tap into the power source and know, power source, and through faith, know that you're healed. Father God, we thank you for the revelation knowledge of that. These and all blessings we ask in thy son Jesus' name. And we ask it in his name, knowing that it is so. And so it is, and we let it be so in our spirits. Amen. Amen. And I'm going to go back to a little bit of Speak to My Heart just to end the program. Thank you so much for being with me, for just hearing me. Today I really felt like it was a blog. I just speaking from my heart, things about tapping into the power source that lies within us. Be blessed and know that you are as we go out with Donnie McClurkin and Speak to My Heart. Well, that's it. Be blessed because you are. This is Soul in the City, signing out. Good night, family.